You're listening to Rated NA Live from San Diego Comic-Con 2016. Ann Foley, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, good, thanks. I'm really having a great con so far.
Yeah, it's Saturday. The con is closing. We're all tired, but you're here anyway. Thank you so much.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Yeah, Matt's here too. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hey, Matt.
So we're just going to talk about the latest season of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm going to kind of bug you a little bit about what's coming up in the next season. You can't tell me anything, but I'm going to bug you anyway.
Not unless I want to go into S.H.I.E.L.D. jail.
Yeah. I know, and we're like in a little S.H.I.E.L.D. jail now. And I'm also going to ask you just some general Comic-Con fun questions,
okay.
And we're just going to hang out. But first of all, thank you so much. Last season of S.H.I.E.L.D. was incredible.
Oh, thanks.
It's one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
I think you had some of the biggest changes to the costumes this year.
Yeah, I think that season 3 was definitely a big shift for all the cast.
Right.
Every single one of them. I mean, obviously, definitely for Brett Dalton, but for
right.
everyone, even Chloe, for Daisy Johnson, we saw a big shift for her too.
Right. Let's talk for a minute about Brett Dalton's change. He, you know, obviously has gone through the most number of changes
right.
in the series. What was it like kind of transforming him into Hive? Because very different.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was such a great arc for his character. And, you know, when we came to trying to figure out what was Hive going to look like, I always go to the comics and try to, figure out what is it about the comic character that's going to be important to the fans. But I talked to Jed Whedon and Marissa Dantrone a lot about this character and what we wanted to do, and that's where the concept for the coat came from. And we just really wanted it to have movement. The idea was that he had access to all of the money from...
Malik?
Yeah. So
not Terrence Malick.
No, yeah.
But
yes.
Malick. Okay.
So he had access to all of Malick's money. Mm-hmm. What would he do? We wanted it to feel very, organic to our show,
mm-hmm.
Which is reality-based. Nothing too hyper, nothing too crazy out there.
Right.
And so we made this beautiful tailored coat for him, and that had incredible movement, so that when he came walking around that corner, it was like, bum, 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 yes,
yeah.
There's Hive. And yeah. And it was this, beautiful deep green wool. It's one of my favorite costumes of the season, for sure.
It looks
and
amazing.
Brett, he, rocked that coat. He owned that character, and
it was really
a lot of fun.
His whole persona changed, and he phenomenal acting by him this
Absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely.
It's going to be really weird to not see him on the show.
I know.
It'll be really weird. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I honestly just don't believe it. I'm not going to... I just don't believe it.
I hope you're right. It was very sad at the end of the season to lose both him and to lose Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just named my son Lincoln, by the way. I just had a kid named Lincoln. Such a great name.
It is.
I don't know if it was because of the show, but it was definitely... There's a lot of really good Lincolns. History, too. I was a history teacher for a while, and it's a good name. So, Lincoln and Brett are gone, which is kind of sad. I want to ask you a little bit about Sky Daisy and her transformation and the little tease we saw of her in upcoming in season 4,
yeah.
Because you seem to have, gone into my brain and saw every girl I had a crush on in high school, and then you're like, I'm just going to make that. So,
well, I just learned something about you today.
Well, I like to be honest when I do interviews. So what was that? What was that inspiration other than my brainwaves?
Well, she's undercover.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to be recognized. She knows that Coulson's been after her trying to find her. And so she is, she's hiding. And also the color palette, the makeup, all of it. Yes, she's hiding, but also it's state of mind, where she's at, after what happened at the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted the costumes to reflect that, like I do with all of their character arcs.
Absolutely.
And it was a lot of fun, and the plaid was a nod to season 1.
Oh, that's right. She did start off with all the flannels, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I do have a fun story. I want to tell you this real quick. When I just had a kid, 11 weeks ago, and S.H.I.E.L.D. was on Netflix in the hospital, and while he was sleeping, we just kind of put it on in the background and sat through like a whole season with it muted because we didn't want to wake him up. My wife and I were just kind of sitting there rewatching old episodes. I just thought you'd think that was cool.
Oh, so nice. Yeah, that's awesome. We love the show.
It's really good. Okay, so I want to ask you some general Comic-Con questions.
Okay.
You can answer these as quickly or as slowly as you'd like.
Okay.
The first one is, what was your very first convention memory? So first time you ever went to a con, what was it?
Well, I think the first con I ever came to was Comic-Con.
Awesome.
I think it was 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was the first, was it 3 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? I can't remember anymore. But I was doing the Costume Designer Guild panel, mm-hmm. and it was the year that they, I was on the panel with Michael Wilkinson, who's the costume designer for Batman vs. Superman, okay. Justice League, and they dropped the Wonder Woman costume during the panel over in Hall H for the big panel, but I was with Michael at the Guild panel, and it dropped, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And, but that's my, that's the memory that sticks out the most, but also I just remember just the crowds and seeing all of these wonderful costumes and, you know, all of these great cosplayers. It's so cool.
Yeah. No, it is really cool.
I mean, it really is. And it's, you don't realize the size of it until you're actually here.
Mm-hmm. No, you really don't. You tell your friends, like, yeah, there's 100+ thousand people here.
Oh, and the
other... But then when you get here, you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the other memory is taking 20 minutes to cross the street.
That just happened to me on the way here. Yeah. I was like... trucking, trying to get here on time. So this kind of transitions pretty well. Would you want Comic-Con to happen all year round?
Well, sure. would I be able to come all year round? I don't know. But yeah, I love, you know, I love these conventions. Yeah. I go to a couple of them during the year. I do Comic-Con. I've done New York Comic-Con. I think I'm going to do Paris Comic-Con
this year.
I'm hoping if my schedule allows. And I've done C2E2 for the last 2 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you have great panels and people show. It must be neat to, like, actually, you know, see the people appreciate your work. And that's the really, like, the joy of Comic-Con is just kind of embracing each other's creativity.
Yeah,
and
it really is. I mean, I love seeing what, like I said before, what they're doing, you know, the creations that they're coming up with, what inspires them, the sort of materials that they're using. It's really, it's very inspiring to me as a costume designer.
That's awesome. Okay. So these are going to get silly for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Okay, bear with me. What is your preferred method of time travel? A DeLorean, a time traveling phone booth of some sort, or something else entirely?
Oh, well, I'm such a fan of Outlander. I'm going to say going through the stones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Okay. This actually goes along well with Outlander. If you were sucked into a portal, I know these are great, really mature questions. You're sucked into a portal to your favorite science fiction or fantasy world. Would you want to stay there?
Well, that's a loaded question. if it was 18th century Scotland and I happened to meet James Frazier, then I think I'd want to stay.
That's a good answer. Moving on. What do you eat while you're at conventions? Do you have a go-to convention snack or do you starve yourself like the rest of us?
That would be the latter. Yes, I have starved myself and my poor niece today.
Oh, we're sorry.
I failed as a family member and as an aunt. So
it's hard. I travel with Pop-Tarts. Seriously, I know it's not healthy, but it'll keep you alive, sort of, or close to death.
And I'm sad to say it's a lesson that I failed. I keep not learning con after con.
Right. So this is a harder question. You can only choose one of these. You can only watch TV, read books, or play video games for the rest of your life, and you can't do the other two. Which one do you do?
Probably read books.
See, that's the right answer. That's a smart person answer. I'm video games. I'm terrible.
Well, you're talking to someone who's obsessed with, you know, Pokemon Go and Candy Crush right now. So I almost said that, but the adult in me is saying read the books.
Yeah, that's what I should say.
But more than likely, probably like Candy Crush.
All right. So we're nearing the end here. If you could create any sort of convention, your own convention, what kind of convention would you create that people would come to?
Interesting question.
That's Matt's question. I'm going to give him credit.
Good ones. Yeah. Nice.
The good ones are his.
Well, having...
I'm like, what food do you like?
Probably. What I would love to do is something almost similar to this one. I mean, just to make it about costume design and even the illustrators. I got to meet Ryan Meierding today, who's head of visual development over at Marvel. He's got a booth just down the street over there. And, yeah, it's great. And just to be able to, you know, show the collaboration between, you know, Viz Development and costume department. I think, yeah,
That'd be cool.
And spending my day today with Terry Driesbach from Outlander, she's a costume designer from that show, and hearing her stories and what she goes through, it's been really interesting. You know, we all have something very similar, but something different. We don't get to work together because we each have our own show. So
Right. Getting
to hear, you know, everyone else's war stories and what they do is really, you know, fun. And the costume design panel today was a blast. And the audience had a really great time because they got to hear four completely different stories from four completely different shows.
Right.
And I think that would be... I'd love to do something like that.
That'd be great. No,
Yeah. That's
a great answer. It's really good. Okay. This one is another good Matt question. Money. Well, you do this all the time. This is a strange one for her. Money and time are no object. If you could cosplay as anything on the planet, what would you cosplay as?
Money and time are no object.
They're no objects. So you can just kind of snap your fingers. Functional Iron Man suit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'll take that. Be all able right. to fly from...
Right.
Anywhere. I want to go to New York this weekend? Sure.
All right. So I give the answer. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Can people find you on social media?
AFoley24 on Twitter and Ann.Foley on Instagram.
Good stuff on both of those. Everyone should follow. And thank you so much again. Have a good show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con 2016. As always, you can find us on Twitter, and that's @NerdAppropriate. Facebook.com/NerdAppropriate, Twitch.tv/NerdAppropriate, Instagram.com/NerdAppropriate, or if you have an email that you want to send our way, you can send a message to Ash, Scott, or Matt @NerdAppropriate.com, or if you have a general question, just send it to nerds@NerdAppropriate.com. Thanks, and we'll be back next week with all new shows.